Okay, go.
Ruchim Habayim Chevra, welcome everybody to this amazing event in Toronto and Thornhill, Canada, and all around the world. We are so excited and so happy to be part of this event, which is, I'm told, the 18th class in the series of live classes given by the Rav Shalom Arush. And since it's the 18th class, and we're together with Toronto, Canada, we're calling it Chai with Toronto. It's the 18th class together with Toronto. And Baruch Hashem, I've been speaking to everybody from Breslov.co.il, and they've been telling me how excited they are to be connected with the Toronto community, and how much they love to speak to us, and how much they love to be mechazek us, to give us strength, and to have this connection. And we feel, here in Toronto and Thornhill, so excited and so happy to be connected as well. So happy to hear the Torah of Rav Arush, and so happy to have meetings and personal discussions and chizuk from Rav Arush. We appreciate it so much. Today's class is going to be titled Aliyah and Mashiach. And before we get to the class, I just want to say a couple words of introduction to my relationship with Rav Arush and the Toronto relationship to Rav Arush.
גם אני שמח לפגוש אותך.
I'm also very happy to meet you.
לפגוש את כולם.
And to meet everyone.
ברוך השם, פעם בשבוע אנחנו נפגשים, יש לנו כבר תלמידים שהם קבועים איתנו כבר.
Thank Hashem, we meet once a week. We already have students who are permanent and who see us every single week and join our shiurim.
ועכשיו שמחים להיות עם הרב ועד השם, ונדבר על הנושאים שאתם עושים.
And now we're delighted to be with you, Rabbi Gelison, and we're going to speak about the subjects that you want to be speaking about, Mashiach and Aliyah.
Amazing, amazing. So just a couple of points before we get right into the discussion. There's going to be, I want to introduce, I've been told, a new campaign, which is going to be called the Buy Just One Book campaign. And it's going to be coming soon. And the idea of this is that everyone who has a connection to Rav Arush and who feels that Rav Arush has helped them and changed their lives and given them strength and emunah will buy one book and find a person that they love, that they care about, that needs help, that needs chizuk, and give this book to them. Hashgacha Pratis, I happen to be opening the Kutei Moran today to Torah Yud Dalet, which is the next Torah that we're learning in our Chabura in Toronto. And the following words are in Torah Yud Dalet Likutei Moran. V'i'ef shar lahalei sasakavay, ela al yedei Torah chesed. We cannot lift up and elevate the honor of Hashem, the kavod of Hashem, except through Torah chesed, the Torah of chesed, the Torah of kindness. What is Torah chesed, says Rabbi Nachman? But Torah chesed, amru chachamin zvan l'racha, Chazal say in the Gemara in Sukkah, Zehu haloimed Torah almanas lelamda. That's a person who learns Torah for the purpose of teaching it over to someone else. And the reason is because the biggest honor that can be given to the name of Hashem in the world, says the Zohar, like by Yisro, is when someone who's far away from Hashem, in their opinion, comes close to Hashem. Someone who's not close to Emunah learns to have Emunah, and grows in Amuna, and grows in Torah, and their connection to Hashem. So this new campaign that's going to be happening, where we're all going to take a book, take one of Universal Garden of Amuna, and we take one of these books, and we find a person who we feel we can help, we can make a change in their lives. What a beautiful idea coming right from the words of Rabbi Nachman, and something that we can all be part of. We've all, to some extent, been touched by the Torah of Rav Arush and the way that he brings down the deep concepts of Rabbi Nachman and puts them into our hearts and gives us the ability to really live with them and to really grow with those tremendously holy teachings. So I want to thank once again the Rav Arush for having such an effect on us, for planting that Torah into my heart and for changing my life and for changing the lives of so many other people. I would like to introduce Rav Shalom Arush, and he will be being translated by Diane Elgrad, and I look forward to hearing every single word from this special presentation and to continuing our connection. This year is every single Sunday at approximately 1:30, and we can all connect all over the world. We also have, everybody should know, we have Shiurim weekly, many Shiurim here in Breslev of Thor Hill in Toronto that can be accessed by Zoom and Bezuz Hashem. We should all be together strong and enjoying our connection and growing in Amuna together from the words, the holy words of Rav Arush. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward.
Amen. Thank you.
אז הבנתי את התורה יהודה, אז הבנתי את העניין הזה שהוא ממש שיבע, את העניין הזה שבתורה הוא שעובר דרכי, בתורת חסד וכו'. מה הוא רוצה שדבר ראשון לחזק? את העניין של ארץ ישראל, מה הוא רוצה?
כן, כבוד הרב.
כן.
הוא רוצה עכשיו שיחזקו. The Rav is now saying that he appreciates and he thanks you and he understood what you said about Torah Yudalit. About what Rabbeinu says about teaching, learning in order to teach. And with the help of Hashem, we'll be strengthening you today on the two issues, the important issues of Aliyah and of Mashiach. First and foremost, I am delighted, extremely happy that you actually want to speak about this important subject of Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. People always used to tell me, don't speak to people who live abroad about Aliyah. Thank Hashem, there's already an awakening and a desire to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Really and truly, everyone who is a God-fearing person, who has Yiras
Shamayim,
that he preserves and he keeps the Torah and the mitzvahs, if he would make Aliyah and come to Eretz Yisrael, certainly all these people would bring the Geula much more speedily to come as close as we can imagine. Because we need to give the power of the
Torah.
That here in Eretz Yisrael, the power is the power of
Torah.
We don't need to fight anyone. We could have easily made sure that Eretz Yisrael would be a land of Torah. In the Gemara tractate Ketubos, there are at least three pages which talk about the great virtue of living in Eretz Yisrael. One of the strongest things that's written there in the Gemara the Gemara says it is better to live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city that is mostly the people living there, mostly inhabited by non-Jews, than living in Chutz Laretz in a city which is completely Jewish. This is the Torah. The Gemara is the Torah of Am Yisrael. In the Gemara, it is written what Hashem wants. So no one can be smarter and say that he understands that Hashem's will is for him to live in Chutz Laretz. The Gemara says that he who lives abroad, it is as if he doesn't have a God. Truly, if you believe that Mashiach is coming, so how come you're not living here in Eretz Yisrael? There's something that is very, 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 very strong. that the advocate of Am Yisrael writes it. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Baditchev, a blessed memory. He writes that when Mashiach will come,
as Yehudim shelo shem lo mash lo avdu l'argish et kedushat Eretz Yisrael.
Jews, Yidden, they didn't work on feeling the holiness, the sanctity of Eretz Yisrael.
Velo itablu al churban et Yisrael.
And didn't grieve for the destruction of Eretz Yisrael.
Yavo malachim ya'ifu otam lechutz la'aretz.
When angels will come and they will cast them away abroad.
ויהודים שגרים בחוץ לארץ ולהם יכלו לעלות לארץ ישראל.
And we're talking here also about Jews in Eretz Yisrael. And on the other hand, Jews who were abroad and they did have the ability of coming here to Eretz Yisrael.
לא יתנו להם אפשרות לעלות לארץ ישראל.
The angels will not allow them to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael.
רק, לא יראו את כל הניסים האפשרות שיהיו פה בארץ ישראל.
And they won't see all the great miracles that will happen here in Eretz Yisrael in the times of Mashiach.
רק אחרי שיהיה כבר את כל, הכל כבר פה, רק אחרי שכבר יהיה כל הניסים האפשרות וכל הטוב שיהיה פה.
Only after all the miracles occur, only after all the goodness is already set into Eretz Yisrael, only then will they be allowed to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because this is an explicit Gemara. That he who does not grieve for the destruction of Jerusalem will not merit to see in its joy and happiness when it's rebuilt.
When I read this, I didn't know it. סנגרן של ישראל כותב שהעיפו יהודים מארץ ישראל, פתאום נמצא את עצמו בחוץ לארץ, אומר, מה אני עושה פה? איפה אני יודע? עכשיו, אתה עכשיו רוצה לארץ ישראל עכשיו. רק אחרי, אתה לא תראה את כל הטוב שיהיה ליהודים, אתה לא תראה. רק אחר כך, שהכל יהיה, אחר כך תכנס.
When I read this, I couldn't believe the protector of Am Yisrael, he who always says good things about Am Yisrael, Lev Yitzchak of Baditchev, that is what is saying, the Jews who hear in Eretz Yisrael will be cast away to Chutz Laretz. They'll wake up and say, where am I? What am I doing here? Why am I in Chutz Laretz? And I understood. Because if you're not part of grieving for Eretz Yisrael and its destruction, you don't merit to see when Eretz Yisrael will be built with all the wonderful miracles in the times of Mashiach.
כל שכן יהודים שגרים בחוץ לארץ, שלא יתאמצו לעלות לישראל, הם לא יהיה להם את הזכות לעלות לישראל בזמן הטוב הזה.
And more so, Jews who lived abroad, who had the ability to make Aliyah, but they didn't make the effort, they will not merit to be here when all this goodness, when all these miracles occur.
רבי ומורי רבי לוי יהודה זאב לייבוביץ,
my mentor and teacher, Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich of blessed memory,
שאמר לנו בפירוש,
he told us explicitly,
תגידו ליהודים שבחוץ לארץ,
tell the Jews in Chutz La'aretz abroad,
יעלו מהר לארץ ישראל,
to quickly and speedily make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael.
יבוא הזמן שירצו לעלות, לא יוכלו לעלות.
There'll come a time that they will want to make Aliyah, they will not be allowed to.
ואני, שנים אני שם את זה בתוך, שם את זה בבטן שלי, ואני לא אומר את זה.
For years I'm guarding this information, this knowledge inside me, and I'm not saying it to people.
כי תמיד אני מקיים את המשנה שאומרת שאם אתה יודע שלא ישמעו אז אל תדבר.
Because I always try to keep the Mishnah that says that when you know people will not hear what you want to say, don't say it.
אני שמח שעכשיו פעם ראשונה נותנים לי הזדמנות לדבר. אה, קצת, אני,
I'm happy that now this is the first time I am being given the ability to speak. I'm so happy. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing me to say what I feel.
בטח, איזה שמחה יהיה ממש לחשבוך הוא, לצדיגים, לנו, לראות פה את ארץ ישראל מלאה ביהודים שעולים תורה ומצוות, וואי, וואי, וואי.
Can you imagine the joy and happiness that Hashem, the righteous people, the tzaddikim, and we will have when we see Eretz Yisrael filled with observant Jews?
זה ייתן ממש, זה ממש ייתן כוח ואור ממש לגרש את כל החושך מארץ ישראל.
It will give strength and light to abolish all the darkness from Eretz Yisrael, to abolish all the bad, all the dark side and the evil from Eretz Yisrael.
Thank you, Hashem.
No translation needed. So this is the first point we're speaking about. If you have any questions, please, you can send it to the manager of our English program, Rabbi Leo Goldsmith. How can they send it to you, Rabbi Leo, all the questions, if they have any questions?
By email, by text.
You can send questions by email, by text, by every platform. We'll be happy to answer them during the shiur. Rabbi Gillison, is there anything you would like to ask? Rabbi, one sec. I believe I can't hear him. Rabbi Gillison, one second.
Oh. Modern technology is good, but sometimes takes a few minutes to get it right. you can hear me now?
Yes, wonderfully. Is there anything you'd like to ask,
okay,
Rabbi?
Beautiful. Sure. So a lot of people will say.
You listen to me, Shamati?
The Rav asks, you heard me, right?
Of course.
Yes,
of course. Every word.
Kol mila.
Every word.
Kol mila kol.
Many people will say,
but,
I have a stable parnasa.
Yes, li kan parnasa kvua. Yes, li kan parnasa, hakol yetzivut kan bechutz la'aretz.
And if I move there to Israel, my job will not transfer. I don't know Hebrew.
Avoda
how can I get a job? How can I have parnasa? How can I take care of my family?
Ani lo yoda ivrit, ech yeh li avoda, ech ani adag lemishpacha sheli.
Ani yechol saper et hasipur shel aba sheli.
I can tell the story of my father.
Ani garti b'Morocco.
I lived in Morocco. We made Aliyah in 1963. We're talking here about 57 years ago.
About
approximately 56, 56, 57.
Okay. שאבא שלי עליו השלום כל כך היה, שמע שיש ארץ ישראל, יבא יהודים, מה זה, כל הזמן מדבר, מתי יעלה לישראל.
My father of blessed memory always spoke about making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, the land of the Jews. When is he going to merit to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael?
והיה לנו, אני עוד נסעתי,
I was born in Morocco. I've already traveled to Morocco to see where I grew up.
In.
I traveled there to see the house where I grew up, where I lived. And my father's shop. Me and my brothers, we went to see this. The non-Jews that bought the house from us, they're still living there. They remember us and they bless us. My brothers were already learning in university and they did not want to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. I was one of the young children. I was only 12 years old. So I had no opinion in this. My father didn't listen or pay attention to anyone. My father said, what? We can make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, that's what we're going to do. We made Aliyah and we lived here in Eretz Yisrael in some neighborhood that was allocated for Olim, some small disheveled place.
Mashnikra Atmaiya Shah Soha Matliya.
My father, who his whole life was an independent, successful merchant, went to work as a simple worker in a factory. I can't even describe how happy he was. The main thing is that he is an Eretz
Yisrael.
And truly, he merited. All my brothers, if we would have stayed abroad, this is something that's not pleasant for me to tell, where my older sisters were at and where they could be today. This is something not pleasant. Something you can't speak about. Eretz Yisrael protected. And here we came closer to Rabbeinu, to Rabbi Nachman of Breslev. If you're a God-fearing person and your whole aspect in life is the essence of life, the purpose of life, you have no questions and no fears and nothing else interests you. I'm telling just about myself. I used to live in some village. I had a massive house. I had everything. I heard one talk from the Holy Rebbe. That he doesn't like it when Hasidim live in a small settlement in a small town. The night that I heard that talk, I told my wife, we are moving to the city of Bnei Brak. And she was crying, she was upset. She said, how can we leave our house? We have here paradise on earth. I sat and I spoke to her that we came to this world to work Hashem, to worship Hashem. If living in a small settlement, even in a big house, if it's not good and I cannot come closer to Hashem, there's no question whatsoever. And really we went to live in a rented house, etc., etc. If you have Yiras Shamayim, if you're a God-fearing person, you don't ask questions. And if you do ask questions, you will never, ever lose when you do things for Hashem. Never. Truly, with the grace and kindness of Hashem. Certainly, according to the plain, simple logic, the people who are living abroad and who ask the same question as you, Rabbi Gelison, asked, are right. Several times I said to Jews living abroad that it's worth your while making aliyah. And those who don't do it, they suddenly find that their children are going out with non-Jews, that they're marrying non-Jews. And they come to me and I tell them, what do you want? What did you expect to happen?
Yes, Mishnah.
There's a Mishnah. Rabbi, if you have any more questions, with pleasure.
I have another question. Are you sure you want to hear my questions? I came to hear
Rabbi Arush. No, no, no. I'm very happy
that
you are awakening in order to awake Am Yisrael to this important issue. Maybe through our merit speaking here in this shir, if one person makes aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, this whole shir was worthwhile.
Kosekin.
I have one more question, if Rav wants to hear it.
Yes, Rav Kvodot Shalem Rav Seishmo.
We know that Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson tried very, very hard and went through extreme effort to go to Eretz Yisrael.
And they went to both of them.
And it was very difficult, but they made it, and they stayed there for a little while, and then came back to Ukraine. We know that Rabbi Nachman talks about over and over again the importance of Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't he stay?
They arrived to Eretz Yisrael with incredible miracles. It wasn't like today that it's so easy to come. There were such perils and dangers coming to Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't even take their wives and take their children to Eretz Yisrael because it was so dangerous, so crucial, and so difficult to come to Eretz Yisrael in those times. Certainly, it was so important for them to be in Eretz Yisrael, even for a little amount of time. That's why they put their lives in danger just to come to Eretz Yisrael. They literally put their lives in danger. It was a life-dangering situation to come to Eretz Yisrael. But they were unable to bring their families with them to Eretz Yisrael. Especially because here in Eretz Yisrael there was barely any Jewish settlement. There was nothing here in Eretz Yisrael.
There
was barely anything. And that's why they returned. On the contrary, that's the point that we have to specify, that we have to emphasize, that they endangered their lives to come to Eretz Yisrael even for a small amount of time. And how long it took them to come to Eretz Yisrael? Nearly half a year, if not more. It's not a 4-hour flight.
Short shalom, Mishupo.
Okay.
Someone else asked here. I'm just contacting here. Thanks so much for the amazing opportunity from Toronto. They love having the Rav here. Thank you, Rav Avram, being a light for us. Our good friend Yochanan from Toronto wants to ask about the Bnei Anusim. What can we do to help them? One more question is, some feedback here is, Shalom, dear Rav Shalom Morish, Rav Dorian Elgod. Hashem bless you all in Brez of Israel, Brez of UK. I have a question. What can we do as Noachites to engage all our Noah and Bnei Yisrael?
And our friend
from Toronto says, how can we bring about the Geula quickly?
Firstly, I'd like to thank Hashem that we have a great part in bringing the Noahites closer to Hashem. We're always in connection with the Noahites. In different forms, we sent them books. That is what everyone should do. Bring the Noahites closer. That gives a lot of strength and power to Am Yisrael. The mere fact that they believe in Hashem and they believe in the Torah given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu and they love Am Yisrael,
מאיר את העולם,
that enlightens the world and gives power to Am Yisrael.
אז באמת, מה אפשר לעשות בשביל לקרב את הגאולה?
So truly, what can we do to bring the redemption, the גאולה, closer?
שני דברים.
Two things.
דבר ראשון, צריכים, כתוב בזוהר הקדוש.
The first thing it says in the Holy Zohar.
ש... הנה, יש לי פה את הזוהר.
I have here the Holy Zohar.
הוא אומר שכשיש דינים בעולם,
the Holy Zohar says that when there's judgment in the world, when the world is going through a difficult time,
Israel,
especially Am Yisrael,
אז הזוהר אומר, וואי, אוי לו לדור שאין את משה רבנו בדור.
The Zohar says, woe unto that generation that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu living in that generation.
למה?
Why?
כי משה רבנו, כשכל גזרה היה בטל אותה בתפילות שלו.
Because Moshe Rabbeinu, every single difficult decree on Am Yisrael, he used to abolish it through his prayers.
היה עומד, מתפלל, מתפלל, עד שהיה בטל את
זה. He used to stand and pray and pray and pray until the gzera, the decree, disappeared.
אז באמת, ביי. או באמת, אוי לו לדור שאין בו את משה.
And that's why woe unto the generation that Moshe Rabbeinu is not living in.
לכן אני החלטתי, אני עושה את זה פה בארץ ישראל בגדול.
Therefore I decided I do this in Eretz Yisrael in a large scope.
שכל אחד יהיה משה רבנו.
That every single person will be Moshe Rabbeinu.
קטן.
A little Moshe Rabbeinu.
משה רבנו היה מתפלל 40 יום על הסוף.
Moshe Rabbeinu used to daven for 40 days and nights straight without any break. We're asking for every single person to daven for 10 minutes only for Am Yisrael.
אז כמה שיהיה לנו יותר יהודים שישתהם כל יום 10 דקות להתפלל על עם ישראל.
The more Jews that we have that daven for 10 minutes a day on Am Yisrael.
אז יהיה לנו מאות אלפים של דקות.
We'll have hundreds of thousands of minutes.
ביום.
In a day.
אז זה כבר יהיה כבר כמו משה רבנו.
So we're already starting to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu.
מה צריכים להתפלל על עם ישראל?
What do we need to daven for when we daven for Am Yisrael?
שחשבו את להם אמונה שלמה.
That Hashem will give them full and complete emuna, full and complete faith. That they will have the books. They will learn in the books. They will come closer to the work of praying in Isbodedus, of speaking to Hashem in your own language. We need to say to Hashem,
what do you want? אלהם מסכנים, אלהם, הם לא יודעים, הם לא יודעים.
Hashem, what do you want? Poor Am Yisrael. They don't understand. They don't have the understanding and knowledge.
אתה חייב להביא להם ספרים וחומר שילמדו, תקרב אליך.
You must give them books and materials so they can learn and come closer to you, Hashem.
10 דקות ביום מתפלל על התשובה של עם ישראל.
10 minutes a day only, pray for Am Yisrael to repent, to do tshuva.
שיזכו לעשות, לחזור בתשובה שלמה.
That they will merit to repent completely.
בלי ייסורים.
Without any agony or difficulty.
לחזור על הדיבורים, לחזור על הדיבורים.
And you can repeat the words and repeat the words again and again. For 10 minutes a day only.
דבר שני.
The second thing.
להפיץ. אני מתבייש להגיד את זה.
I'm embarrassed to say this.
כי כבר ככה חושבים שאני גאוותן גדול.
Because people think that I am a very vain and proud person.
אבל מה אני עושה? הספרים שהקדוש כתב בידי.
But what can I do? The books that Hashem wrote through me.
אז כשאדם רק נוגע בהם, הוא כבר משתנה לו החיים לטובה.
A person just touches them, and already his life changes for the better.
צריכים להפיץ אותם.
One has to distribute these books.
כל אחד צריך להתאמץ להפיץ אותם.
Everyone has to make an effort and distribute these books.
כתוב בלכותי הלכות.
It says in Likutei Halachas.
למדתי את זה השבוע שעבר.
I said this last week.
שאומר שלהפיץ הספרים שמפיצים אמונה ואת הדעת של הצדיקים.
that when people will distribute the books that teach people the wisdom and the knowledge of the righteous people,
it
is greater than building Beis HaMikdash. It is greater than building shuls. It is greater than writing a holy scroll of the Torah. The greatest charity a person can give is in order to distribute his books. And he says that's what it says, that his righteousness will stand in his merit forever. So if everyone would awaken to distribute his books, Hashem merited me now to write a small pamphlet that is called The Law of Gratitude. It's already translated into English and into Spanish. Anyone who learns this pamphlet, he starts saying thank you even for the worst thing that happened to him. And Rabbi Natan said that if people would say thank you for the good and for the bad, certainly all the troubles and difficulties would be cancelled and abolished, and all the exiles would disappear. And a long time ago, Mashiach Tzidkenu would have come. So we now have a pamphlet that every one of Am Yisrael must have this pamphlet. The pamphlet, it cost pennies. You buy 1,000 of these pamphlets. We're talking here about a small amount of money, pennies. Everyone, call up and order at least 100, 200 of these pamphlets and distribute them. Those are the two things one has to do. Smile. Yes, we need to pray for Am Yisrael. And at least this pamphlet, at least this little booklet, it's a small booklet the size of a Tikkun HaKlali. That people should have it and should learn it and should say thank you. And Mashiach will come.
Avro Alter in Toronto is a very good address for anyone. Her phone number's on the flyer. Avro Alter in Toronto. She can organize it very easy for all the Toronto community. They can come to the Breslov store, breslev.co.il, and they can order as many as they need, and we'll ship it out as soon as possible. Happy to help from the store, breslovstore.co.il. That's it.
I also understand that on the broadcast itself, you can see the number, you can see all the details. Yes. It's written on the screen, phone number, the websites, how you can reach us, how you can order these booklets, these pamphlets of the Law of Gratitude and distribute them to people all over the world.
Someone reached out from New York. So thank you for this year. That's where we'd like to be next week. Hanukkah, I'd say. We'd like to be in Chazak, please God. And after Hanukkah, we'd like to go again to thank you, Hashem. We did a great Motzi Shabbos in New York. We'd like to do that again online. And this is something which all of your communities can reach out to us. The same information, and we can do this online with the meetings before and after, and have host a Rav from the community like Rav Avram. We appreciate him being there with us. And look at the beautiful Toronto scenery behind. I mean, it's fabulous. Thank God. What a beautiful city. Okay, next. Mashiach and Aliyah. People are asking, you know, what about how quick is it going to come? Like, because all the challenges going on in the world, Europe and America. The Rav spoke about this Rosh Hashanah time.
Rav דיבר על זה בראש השנה, על משיח.
אז לדבר, אפשר לדבר.
To speak, we can speak.
But
we want to do actions to bring Mashiach, not just to speak. I teach my students that every single mitzvah I do, even when I make the blessing of Asher Yotzar, I say that through the merit of this mitzvah, Mashiach Tzidkenu will come. Every prayer, every mitzvah and commandment that I do, every Torah that I learned, even before I started the shir today, I say that through the merit of what I'm doing, Mashiach will come. Everyone needs to be alert through the whole day, praying and asking for Mashiach to come. The minute everyone wants Mashiach, that is Mashiach. Really and truly, the situation is very difficult. I don't like to be a person who gives over bad
news.
I know and I live what Am Yisrael are going through. Every single day, more troubles and difficulties are revealed to me. For more than 40 years, I'm saying shiurim. I have yeshivas. What I went through this year with Am Yisrael, I didn't go through for the whole 40 years. Not even the whole year round, just this week. That's why we want everyone to awaken, to make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, to daven for Am Yisrael, to distribute these booklets, these pamphlets, to do everything in your power. And all day long, think, be alert, and pray that Mashiach will come. Every single mitzvah, commandment that you do, say that you're doing it for Mashiach to come.
Wow, so
can I ask another question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, you could hear me? I got a new headphone, so I make sure you can hear me.
Wonderful.
The Rav said, you know, these beautiful things we can do to spread out the Sfarim. And
to thank Hashem,
to talk to Hashem, to pray, and to make Aliyah. The question is, if you have a person who the Rav said, someone who has Emunah,
אדם שיש לו יראת שמיים שלא יהיה לו שום שאלה ויהיה מסוגל לעבור לארץ ישראל ולא לדאג על פרנסה, לא לדאוג על חינוך ילדים, לא לדאוג על כל הדברים מסביב שאנשים דואגים אליהם. אם אדם הוא לא במדרגה הזאת של יראת שמיים ואין לו אמונה מספיק חזקה, איך אנחנו מגיעים לשם, להגיע לאמונה הזאת וליראת השמיים? מה הצעדים כדי שנוכל לחיות עם אמונה ויראת השם? שנוכל באמת להתמודד עם המצב המפחיד והמאתגר.
קודם כל, חייבים להציל, לפרסם. צריכים לפרסם.
First of all, we must publish.
בארץ ישראל, יש כבר קהילות של כל מיני...
That in Eretz Yisrael we already have communities of people who speak different languages, Americans, Canadians, French. They have schools. And they're successful, thank you. They've all managed to make Aliyah properly. We meet them, all of them have managed to make a life for themselves in Eretz Yisrael. And when they came, they were the first ones that came, they had nothing. And now there's everything. This is not like when Am Yisrael went with Moshe Rabbeinu into the desert. And that's why the verse says, I remember to you the grace of your youth when you followed me to the desert through a land that was not sown. In those times, people left. They didn't know where they were going.
And
they had to come and fight and conquer Eretz
Yisrael.
Now, thank Hashem, we have Eretz
Yisrael.
And bli ayin hara, with no evil eye, they're constantly building and building and expanding. We have communities. And everyone here is eating. There's no one here who's famished. No one here is extremely
thin.
In Israel, everyone is dieting. Everyone is having a diet. There's such an abundance. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov said that before Mashiach comes, there's going to be an incredible abundance. The food that people throw and cast away. So therefore, it's not as if you're coming now to a place. Thank Hashem, Am Yisrael are people who do a lot of chassadim, a lot of kindness and mercy. Have a bit of faith, a bit of believing in Hashem, having confidence in Hashem, a bit of prayer. You're coming to do an incredible mitzvah. The angels that are created from this mitzvah are immense and enormous, and they accompany and follow you. That's why I'm so delighted and happy that you're speaking about this.
אנחנו לא מצליחים להקיף את כל ממש איזה זכות אדם מה הוא לקיים מצווה מה.
Because really and truly, we're not even managing to encompass the greatness of this mitzvah. A person comes to do such a mitzvah. You can't imagine. Before the horrible Holocaust, may it never ever happen again. We know of great righteous people that warned Am Yisrael and told them, make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And those who made Aliyah and came to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem saved them. And they remain, they have families. And those that didn't listen, we can't even think, not only speak, even think about what happened to them. And even now, today, the righteous people, the tzaddikim, are saying, make aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. There's no place that's more guarded than Eretz Yisrael. We say on Shabbos night, spread over us the tabernacle of your peace. Hashem spreads over us a tabernacle. There's a special guarding, a tabernacle of peace, which guards all of Am Yisrael and Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim has two of them, one general for all of Eretz Yisrael, and the other one specially for Yerushalayim.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Somebody wanted to ask a very important question. What if the parents for example, in Canada,
this person's asking, they aren't able to make aliyah, but we all want to go home. What do we do about our parents? כן רוצים לעשות אליהם. מה הם אומרים לעשות עם ההורים שההורים צריכים להישאר?
אז אם הילדים הם נשואים,
if the children are married,
ויש להם משפחות,
and they have families,
אז מה, כמו שכתוב בשולחן ערוך,
just like it says in the שולחן ערוך,
שולחן ערוך יגיד לך, אם אבא יגיד לך, תחלל שבת,
that if your father tells you, desecrate the Shabbos, violate the Shabbos,
אסור לך לשמוע,
you're not allowed to listen to him.
וככה כל דבר שיש בזה מצווה, אין שום, אתה לא חייב לשמוע לו.
And this applies to everything that is a mitzvah or that is forbidden to do. You're not allowed to hear your father when he tells you to go against the Holy Torah.
אומרים להורים, אנחנו אוהבים אתכם מאוד.
So one's got to say to the parents, we love you very much.
ואנחנו הולכים להיות ראשונים.
But we are going to be the first ones, the pioneers.
אם נסתדר,
with the help of Hashem, we are going to make a life ourselves. And then it will be much easier for you to come after us and to come
with
us. We understand you that you want to stay here.
Lord.
We can understand you that you're afraid to make changes. But we're young. And we're not afraid.
And
we're going to go, what? There are no planes back that can travel backwards and forwards from Eretz Yisrael to abroad? And anyone who comes to Eretz Yisrael, he will not want to return
abroad.
How many people do we know that don't stop saying thank you every single day for making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael? And they came with fear. But now, after they made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, every single day they're thanking
Hashem.
They say to me, heavens forbid, we don't even want to go back abroad, even for a trip.
Welcome.
Okay, Rav Avraham, we're coming.
It's tremendous chizuk to hear from
the chizuk nifla, lishmo me'arav.
You're giving us your meiros, you're lighting us up and giving us chizuk.
Rav madlik otanu v'noten lanu chizuk. Toda rabah, kvod Rav.
Ken tzrichim et ha'shiur hazeh kol hazman lashmi'o oto od pa'am, od pa'am.
This shiur, one needs to play it again and again.
Avram, we'd like you to end off the shiur with a final thanks and I don't know, divrei chizuk from the Rav, please.
Yeah, so first of all, I want to stress one more time.
Okay, a little bit of technical stuff.
To Rav Arush.
Yes.
What? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
I want to express one more time how happy we are to have a connection to Rav Arush and to Dianograd, and the chizuk that we get, the strengthening and the inspiration that we get from the Rav and the Sfarim and everything, Mamish gives us a light, and like a light at the end of the tunnel. We're working towards something, and we feel this beautiful Torah and this beautiful inspiration coming from Yerushalayim. And I know that we all want to be there, and that we all want to get back there. So Bezrus Hashem, we'll keep a connection between Breslev in Eretz Yisrael and Breslev in Toronto, and we'll make our connection stronger, and we'll learn more Torah together. Everybody should know that this class goes on every single Sunday at this time, approximately 1:30, and we can all connect to the whole world on this class every Sunday. And everybody should know, if you're in Toronto or Thornhill, that we have Breslev Thornhill over here, and we have a number of shiurim every week in Likutei Moran and in the Parsha, and in Likutei Halachos, many aspects. And we should take the advice of the Rav, and we should do Hafatza. We should spread out the books and the teachings of Rav Arush that are going to wake everybody up to have Emuna, and wake everybody up to want to get closer to Hashem. And we should all say thank you to Hashem every day, for every single moment of our lives. Say thank you to Hashem. And we should all, Bezus Hashem, daven and pray and ask Hashem that Mashiach should come, and everything we do should be a schus and a merit, that Mashiach should come right away, and we should all be'emet return to Yerushalayim, so we don't have to be on Zoom, and we can be all together, Bezus Hashem. Oh. One last thing. There's the new campaign that Avra Alter told me about, called Buy Just One Book, is going to be the new campaign. And like Rabbi Nachman said, when we learn Torah, in order to give it over to other people, the way we can do this is by buying the Svar and giving them out. Buy a book and give it to someone. Tell them how the Garden of Emunah changed the life of so many people that you know. Tell them how the Garden of Gratitude changed the life of so many people that we know. And by doing this, we are teaching other people. We're giving chesed to them. We're spreading the light of Emunah and the light of gratitude around the world. And as the Rav told us in this year, if we really want to get back to Eretz Yisrael and we want Mashiach to come, these are the steps that we can do, that we can undertake ourselves in order to make it happen. So I want to thank the whole Toronto community for sponsoring this shiur. I want to thank everyone who is behind the scenes, Avra Alter and her wonderful husband, and to Ellie and everybody at Breslev, breslev.co.il. We love you so much. We're so happy to have a connection with you. And let's make this connection stronger every single week as we go on. Bezrus Hashem. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Arish. Thank you, Diane Abra.
Amen, amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, studio. Thank you, everybody. That's it. That's a wrap. You did it. You need to sing a song.